Ajahn Sumedho was the very first Westerner that Ajahn Chah trained, might even have been the very first Westerner he'd ever met. In 1967, he was, through various fortuitous circumstances, had been a novice in the northeast of Thailand for a year, after having left Berkeley in the early 60s, just as it was starting to get extremely interesting. He realized it was getting too interesting for his own safety, so he joined the Peace Corps and went to Asia to pursue his interests in Asian life and meditation. And after a year as a novice, was introduced to Venerable Ajahn Chah and experienced an immediate affinity with him. And since that time, many others have come under not only Ajahn Chah's influence, but Ajahn Sumedho's influence. He is resident in England at Amaravati Monastery and is the spiritual head, father of numerous branch monasteries around the world. In this country, Abhayagiri Monastery, also in Europe and in the Antipodes. And so he is American by birth and has been coming over here to the States for many years, often on the invitation of Jack Kornfield, with whom he was a monk in the 60s at Ajahn Chah's monastery. But more recently, since our Abhayagiri has been established, we've been inviting him over to teach here also. And he's just finished doing a couple of retreats at Spirit Rock. The first was a 10-day retreat for the general public, and then the second was a 5-day unique 5-day session with the Spirit Rock teachers. They decided whenever they gathered together, they did too much talking with each other and didn't stay in silence enough, and so they thought, well, we need some to create occasions when we have retreats together. And they had the inspiration to ask if Ajahn Sumedho would lead the first such session for them, and we just finished that yesterday. So I think probably the influence of that will be spreading through the Bay Area and around the country for a long time to come. I think the teachers were fairly stunned by how much they were changed and illumined by the teachings at that time. So I'd like to invite Ajahn Sumedho now to give his own reflection.